Bob Filka, who is the CEO of the Michigan Association of Home Builders. Bob, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Tell me, how many members do you have in the association?
Well, we have about 4,700 statewide. That's not just builders. That's contractors, subcontractors, people selling to those in the building industry.
All right. Last time we talked, Bob, I think it's been a couple of months, we talked about the uptick in new home builds in the state, and especially around the mid-Michigan area. You seeing that trend hold so far in the middle of the summer?
It is. We're up about 25% this year over last year so far on a statewide basis. And so, yes, the trend is continuing. We're seeing more people making decisions to build new construction, and we're seeing appraisals. You know, one of the things we've talked about in the past, too, is, you know, appraisals being an issue for new construction. And as more people start to build and look at new construction, those appraisals are starting to get a little bit better. It's becoming a little bit easier for people to get financing for that type of a home. And so we're encouraged. I mean, obviously, we'd like to see more because we've been down so far. A 25% increase isn't huge in terms of overall numbers. You know, statewide, that would mean about 2,000 more homes being built this year than last year.
So, Bob, beyond the higher appraisal rate, what else is the cause for this uptick in new builds?
Well, there's really what I would call a shortage of quality housing. You know, there are a number of foreclosed homes that people have purchased or and so forth. There are still remaining foreclosed homes, but the quality level of those homes and also some of the issues in trying to gain ownership of those homes has made it difficult for people to consider those as potential new homes. And so given all of that, in neighborhoods where homes are priced well, I mean, homes are selling relatively quickly. In fact, we've had a few markets around the state. I haven't seen it so much here in mid-Michigan, but where homes are actually selling above list price because, again, there are so few quality homes to choose from when a good home does come on the market. They're getting sold relatively quickly.
Bob, what segments of the state are seeing the biggest increase?
Certainly the Ann Arbor area, Grand Rapids, probably two of the most hot, what I would call hot markets in terms of a building activity. But certainly, again, mid-Michigan is doing fairly well as well. I would put them in the top five regions across the state in terms of activity in the home building industry. So it's going to be kind of a slow uptick. You know, one of the things, we're not going to see the immediate comeback, and we're not going to see, you know, huge appreciation jumps like, you know, people maybe have been used to in the past. But, you know, one of the fundamental things that we're trying to point to, and I know I'm hopefully going to be talking to you maybe later in the week, that we're having a big rally to protect homeownership. I think one of the things that we need to keep reminding ourselves is that long-term, homes still continue to be a solid investment. In fact, people, when we poll them in the various surveys that we've done across the state and across the country, you know, homeownership is still viewed as a very, very fundamental and important long-term investment for people. And it's important for our economy. It's important for local communities, tax bases, for schools and others. And so, you know, we need to support, and we're going to be advocating for policies that continue to support homeownership.
What areas of the state are still struggling or are still flat in new home builds?
Well, south of here, certainly the Jackson area has struggled somewhat. Pockets, as you kind of, the further you go out of probably the five or six top areas of the state, so we're talking Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Kalamazoo, Lansing, as you move away from some of those pockets out into the more rural markets, that's where we're seeing, you know, we're not seeing as much activity at all as you get out of those urban cores. But it will spread. It will slowly start to spread and out of those markets. And so we're remaining hopeful that we're going to continue to see, again, as if unemployment continues to, albeit slowly drop and drop, we're going to see continued demand. I mean, we've had 6 years of record low production in the state, and so that combined with low interest rates and, even modest job growth, we're going to see quite a spike in new home building.
Tell us about the rally for home ownership.
Well, we have our national association in several of the swing states across the country is hosting rallies to really remind folks again about that long term. You know, we're in such a short term kind of news cycle that people read the headlines and they don't know what to think, because one day, you know, they're hearing, oh, home sales are up. The next day they're hearing, well, the market's not doing well. And but again, to remind policymakers that long term we need to have policies such as the mortgage interest deduction and other various programs to support housing. We need to keep those types of programs in place. We need to have a strong type of refinancing group of Fannie and Freddie at the national level. We need to have some sort of organization that continues to buy those mortgages on a secondary basis in order to support housing. So we're really talking about reminding folks that we need policies that protect home ownership, that encourage home ownership, because without home ownership, we really have unstable communities. We have, you know, uncertainty in economic terms, and so we need again to remind policymakers that long-term housing makes sense, and home ownership is an important American dream, an ideal that we need to support. So we've got. Actually, we're anticipating more than 700 people to attend an event on Detroit's west side. We're going to be at Garden View Estates, which is at Joy Road and Southfield Freeway. It's open to the public. People just have to register online at protecthomeownership.com. And it should be a good event. We have a number of political leaders and also the CEO of Quicken Loans speaking. So it'll be an event to learn a few things about folks and about different policy discussions that are occurring at the federal and state level. And hopefully it'll be a nice day. I think it's supposed to be we're supposed to get a cool down next week, so hopefully the weather will cooperate.
All right. And what time is that event?
It starts at 11:30, and lunch is actually provided. It's going to be an open picnic type of venue, and with the rally actually starting at noon.
All right, Bob Felka is the CEO of the Michigan Home Builders Association. We'll talk to you again on Friday, Bob, to help you get the word out about this event.
Great. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.